Livewire with Jeff Dorset.
So it's a great pleasure to welcome to our show one of the great soulful voices of all time. Good day, Alexander O'Neill. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, Jeff. How are you? Thank you for having me today.
Yep, absolutely terrific. Now, when you were growing up as a teenager, Alexander, who were your inspirations? I mean, was it sort of Motown, or was it going back in time to maybe people like Sam and Dave or Sam Cooke? I mean, who did you look to and you thought, that's why I want to be in the music business?
Actually, it's very simple. When I was growing up actually down in Mississippi, we listened to a lot of great R&B artists. From James Brown to Stevie Wonder, you name it. But I guess the guy who influenced me the most was a guy called Donny Hathaway.
Wonderful. Yes. In the Ghetto and other songs.
Artist and definitely unrated songwriter. He was a genius in his own time, you know, with everything, all the great music that came out. But I always gravitate thought that he had one of the best voices I ever had.
And I'll tell you what, Alexander, the duet he did with Roberta Flack on Back Together Again is one of my all-time favorite soul songs.
It's an awesome song, you know, and definitely, you know, did a lot of great stuff, you know. So, yeah.
Terrific. Now, you were, grew up in, how do you pronounce it, Natchez in Mississippi?
Yeah, Natchez, Mississippi.
Wonderful. My wife has just returned a week ago from going on a Mississippi cruise, which went from Nashville and Memphis and New Orleans, and she stopped at Natchez.
She would have to stop, because usually that's where it's a, you know, little, well, actually was a vintage Confederate town back in the day. It was kind of like the Savannah, Georgia, the Savannah of Mississippi, you know.
So, yeah.
Yeah, man, it's a beautiful little town. Beautiful town.
And she said she had a great time there, so you know, that was super. And then you moved to Minneapolis, and the reason you went there, sir?
Well, I moved to Minneapolis by way of Chicago. I moved to Chicago first, stayed there for a couple of years. Then I moved up to Minneapolis. I had a cousin there, and one day I decided that, you know, I was living in West Side Chicago, and I was like, this can't be my destiny, you know what
yeah.
I'm saying? This can't be the end of it. So I had enough. I've always been adventurous. So I was adventurous enough to move to Minneapolis to visit one of my cousins. And I decided that, wow, this is the place for me, the Twin Cities. And I've been there off and on ever since.
Lovely. Now, I'll tell you what as well. You must take great credit, Alexander, because people have often said the tone of your voice is very similar to the great Otis Redding. Now, we had Steve Cropper on the show a few years ago, and we were talking very much about Sitting on the Dock of the Bay and the work that Steve Cropper did. But to be compared to the great Otis, that must fill you with pride.
Well, it's a wonderful thing, because Otis Redding has always been one of my number one idols. You know, I always gravitated to Otis, because Otis was a brawny guy like myself, and for him to be able to do those great up-tempo songs, but then turn around and do those great ballads, you know.
Sure.
I always thought that it was real special. It was great special. But we got a lot of Otis Redding down south where I'm from, because we're Southern boys, right? So we're going to get a lot of that Southern soul sound.
I bet. And of course, the beauty of it is the production people that they've got down there, you know, whether it be Muscle Shoals or other backing people that work so hard on there. But, you know, Steve Cropper was got a wonderful speaking voice, and he was great to talk to when we had him on the show. Now, a couple of producers you got involved with along the way who were part of your team for a while, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. Now, you know, they did a lot with Michael as well. How did you come to get involved with those guys?
Well, we played in the same band together back in the local music scene in Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota. And so you know, we had played together for a few years, and you know, after they got started getting their fame in Hollywood, They said once, you know, once they got themselves firmly planted in the music industry, that they would come back and help me to get a record deal. And that's exactly what they did. They came back and they got a deal for me, you know, and we, you know, recorded all the music. This was the first phase of their careers, as well as it was mine and Sherelle at the same time.
Yeah, I was going to mention about that because...
Things together, you know, kind of drug each other in there.
Sure. I mean, you're a bit like Marvin Gaye, you know, Alexander. Ladies want to work with you. It must be your looks as well, but Sherelle wanted to work with you. And, of course, we know about Marvin working with Tammy Terrell and Kim Weston and Dinah Ross along the way. But you and Sherelle have got a great blend of voices.
We do. It's just magic what we do together, the chemistry. Was something that was just natural chemistry, and it worked very well. We did quite a few duets, but I've also worked with some other great singers. Misha Parrish, I worked with her.
Yeah.
She's one of my favorite singers of all time. I love Misha Parrish. And I got a chance to do a few things, cover a few songs. Yeah. So it's really cool.
Yeah, I mean, looking there as well, 87 was a huge year for you. I mean, Hearsay album, certified gold in America, but how about this? Triple platinum in the UK. I mean, what a fabulous success story the Hearsay album was for you.
No, it was a great. It was a great time. Great, actually, the album, you know, I haven't heard of an album sort of like that since Marvin Gaye, What's Going On. We had a lot of talking. It was like a little journey to Hearsay, right, you know? It wasn't just song after song after song, and everybody wanted to know who was those voices. Who was that? Who was Jerome? Who's Jelly Bean, you know?
Sure.
And they were all people, ex-members of a band called The Time.
Yeah.
That Prince put together, and yeah, man, it was a great, great experience.
Yeah. How much of a thrill was it to get that mural at First Avenue in Minneapolis? I mean, the star on the mural. I mean, that looks really great. I mean, I checked it out on the website, and that must have been a really big buzz for you.
Well, it was a buzz for me because, first of all, there's a lot of local stars on there as well. People that are not as well known as other people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but coming up, they were bigger than myself. So I used to idolize some of those people. And it's great to have my name on that First Avenue part. I mean, you know, I've been a part of First Avenue for quite some time, performing there a lot of times. And it was great to have my name on the star walk of fame. You know?
Yeah, I know. Isn't that great? You're my guest, Alexander, so what would you like me to play? I've got in front of me here, Criticize, Hearsay, Fake, Never Knew Love Like This Before. Which one of those would you like me to play, Alexander O'Neill?
Never Knew Love Like This.
Lovely. That's exactly what I'm going to do for you. That's
okay, my brother.
That's the one. Well, look, great talking to you. That's the one we're going to play as we go out here. But just want to say thanks very much indeed for joining us. And just down the line, 1 second. Great Alexander O'Neill with us.
I've been missed, but I Livewire is produced by Steve Osborne Media. Steve Osborne Media.